kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa. Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Lumobo sa 2.5% o mahigit 600,000 katao ang nadagdag sa populasyon ng Australia sa loob ng 12 buwan hanggang noong Setyembre 2023. Sa ngayon, naitala na ito sa 26.8 million dahil na din sa mataas na record ng overseas migration. Tumaas ang net overseas migration sa 60% kumpara ng nakaraang taon. Bunsod ito ng 34% na pagtaas ng overseas migration arrivals na karamihan ay nasa temporary visa upang magtrabaho o mag-aral. Sa inilabas na datos ng Australian Bureau of Statistics noong Marso, nakita na ang trend ay pagtatama sa epekto ng pagsasara ng border dahil sa pandemya kung saan naitalang bumagsak na populasyon ng bansa. 88,000 ang ibinaba ng net overseas migration noong 2020 to 2021 financial year. Ito ang pinakamalaking pagbagsak simula World War I. Ayon sa independent economist na si Chris Richardson, matindi ang pressure sa mga mamamayan na hatid ng ekonomiya ng bansa.
Inflation has taken off in a way that it hasn't done in decades. Prices have risen a lot, but wages haven't. And so when you go to the shops, everything else equal, it buys less than it used to. Interest rates have roared up. The Reserve Bank is fighting inflation through higher interest rates. And so out of the income that we get, it doesn't matter what wages we get, it also matters what costs we get. And those costs have jumped up. The tax take is a share of your income over time. And it has absolutely roared up in the last little while. And by the way, each of those creates economic pain, which means that unemployment has gone up. So the downturn in our standard of living has been the sharpest seen in Australia in over half a century.
Sinabi naman na Finance Minister Katie Gallagher na sinusubukang balansehin ng gobyerno ang lahat.
You'll see a responsible budget, one that puts downward pressure on inflation but still is able to provide support for people with cost of living pressures and also has a big focus on future economic growth, the future foundations for growth in the country. So in a lot of decisions that have been made over many months, but we believe this is the most responsible set of decisions to help shepherd the economy through the next 12 months.
Nais ng gobyerno na ipakilala ang bagong panukala na maglalagay ng cap o limitasyon sa bilang ng bagong international student places sa mga universidad at vocational education and training sector. Papayagan ng panukalang mas maraming international student placements sa nasabing limitasyon kung magdadagdag ang mga ito ng student accommodation para sa parehong international at domestic students. Sa naganap na pagpupulong sa mga sektor, inatras ang pagsimula nito sa Hulyo 1 at gagawing sa simula ng susunod na taon. Aabot sa $48 million ang ambag ng mga international students sa ekonomiya ng Australia at nag-iempleyo ng 200,000 manggagawa. Lumalabas na pang-apat na pinakamalaking export ito ng bansa. Sinabi ni Nationals leader David Littleproud na nais niya ng mas maayos na kondisyon para sa mga tradespeople upang masolusyunan ang skill shortage. Dagdag din itong gumagawa din sila ng migration policy na ihahain sa federal election.
We will be providing a very comprehensive immigration plan, not only in terms of students, in terms of refugee take-in, but skilled migration. The greatest gift Australia can give to any citizen around the world is a ticket to Australia. So why wouldn't we bring in the skills that we need into this country? Why would we exclude them? And this government has excluded tradies, the builders, the plumbers, the plasterers, the roofers, because the unions have said, no, we'll be homegrown. We want to be homegrown. But when you've got a housing crisis now, and you've got people living in tents now, that's not much good to you in 2 or 3, 4 years when these trades come onto line, these apprentices come onto line. You're another 3 or 4 years in a tent. What government does that to its people?
Ayon naman kay Greens leader Adam Band, nililigawan niya ng pamahalaan sa totoong issue ng housing crisis.
Labor, again, is trying to divert attention from the real causes of the housing crisis. Again, they're attempting to link the two. We're seeing this strategy play out time and time again. Labor's giving billions of dollars of handouts to wealthy property investors that are denying renters the chance to buy their first home. Let's tackle that in the budget, and you go a long way towards tackling the housing crisis. I am very concerned that the closer that we get to the election, the more we're going to see an attack from Labor and Liberals on migration in this country.
Giit naman ni Crossbench Senator David Pocock na hindi mareresolba ang krisis sa pabahay sa pamamagitan lang ng cap sa mga international students.
There's no silver bullets here. This is one thing that needs to be dealt with. But we need to be looking at, you know, tax. How do we change the tax incentives for investment properties, which stack things in the interests of investors, rather than having housing as something that people in our communities should be able to afford? But we have to be able to talk about immigration. What do we want that to look like? How many? What does that mean for things like housing? What does that mean for skills shortages? And I think critically, when it comes to universities, what does it mean for their research funding?
Taon-taon, binibigyan ng limitasyon o cap ang permanent migration program ng Australia. At ngayong 2023 hanggang 2024, nakadakda ito sa 190,000 places. Ang mga bilang ng mga temporary visa ay karamihang walang limitasyon o cap simula pa noong Howard government na nagdulot ng pagdoble ng bilang sa loob ng 15 taon. Nasa 1.9 million katao ang temporary migrants na may work rights na 7% ng populasyon ng Australia. Ang ulat na ito binuo ni Biwa Khan para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika at isinlaysay ng inyong lingkod, TJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa. Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.